everybody is in here that has a birthday. Wow. Dada went all the way out of the country to get away from his birthday. Anyhow, well, happy birthday to him from far, far away. Glad you're here this morning. I'm going to do something that I don't know how far to talk about some things. I remember it was the second week I was talking about the rule of law. I had a person in the room. You can guess who it is. I don't care if you guess right or wrong. They thought I was speaking Polish and just promptly went to sleep. Because I guess things like the rule of law in a Christian's influence in a culture is not important. The most important thing is to yell and hate on people, which is kind of what our country has become. So today, we're going to ask questions. You see the questions on the board? Can everybody see the questions on the board?
Yes.
These are not make-believe questions. Where did this happen?
In Israel.
Where?
In Israel.
In Israel. All of these and worse. Mm-hmm. So I just want to ask a simple question. Is this always wrong? And then the two harder questions is why, which many Christians stumble and bumble and fumble, and then why are there people that believe this is not necessarily wrong? Which we have quite a few people that think it was justified. They were just killing Nazis. Hello? Yeah, you say this has anything to do with me. By the way, we're growing up in a country, I'm going to say this to you, if you listen today and you can, I know this is ideas, forgive me, before I even pray, I know this is ideas. Some people, when it comes to ideas, their minds just go to mush. These are all ideas. Have you wondered at all why all around the world, increasingly, including Europe, we go from one extreme to the other? Almost all of it is the rule of law and how basic. I'm not talking about police. I'm not talking about getting pulled over for a speeding ticket. I'm talking about how a society basically functions. Today, we're going to look at these questions. I'm going to share some things that I have shared before. I'm going to add some nuance to this. I think I want to do two things. I want you to be able to answer those two big questions. Why are these always wrong? When would it ever be all right? Take a baby, put that baby in an oven, and bake that baby. When would it ever be all right? Now, I've already talked to you about Darfur, and the horror just continues, and it's not even in our media. It has not been in our news for the last 3 weeks, which is going on every day over there. I don't know how many have died, 9,000 plus by last Sunday. 9,000? Haven't seen any protest? Haven't seen Susan Sarandon, these great actresses, coming out protest? I haven't heard a word. Of course, there's a reason why you haven't heard a word, and if you think today, you'll figure it out. The people committing and perpetrating the crime are oppressed, therefore they can never do wrong. Therefore, we're just, look, silent. But if you don't get the ideas, frankly, you're wasting time. And by the way, this is my opinion. If you can't think through things, don't have opinions about anything. We have too many opinions. Sometimes you're like, are you retarded? At least today we're going to cover some basic ideas. So open your Bibles. We'll just do this before we sit down so we don't have to bob up and down. Exodus 12, please. I came back across this week, as I was preparing this morning's sermon. I want to repeat a statement that's mentioned quite a few times. Everybody find Exodus 12, verse 49. Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. One law shall be to him that is homeborn and unto the stranger that sojourneth among you. How many laws?
One.
By the way, the rule of law assumes you have one set of laws. Does our country have one set of laws? Only if you're living in a different country. Now the question is, where are we getting these laws from and why do we have them and why do we have a governor that is just so excited to keep passing laws that are not what we would call general application laws that apply to all citizens, look at me in the eyes, but just apply against some citizens. All right. Leviticus 24:22. By the way, you do know our governor is, I don't want to say he's Jewish. He's not. He's of Jewish descent. His family is certainly Jewish. He is, well, not what I would consider any form of Jewish, would you? Not in any kind of fashion that I would understand. But by the way, I want everybody to hear me. We don't vote for people based on their skin color. Hello? Mm-hmm. Or against them based on their skin color. People ask me, who are you for in the election? I want two names not to be on the ballot. Can I give you both of those names? For me, Nikki DeSantis or Tim Scott, any combination thereof, I'll be in heaven. That's just me. You say a woman? An African American? Yes, because why? Because they look like me? Well, that's called racism, friend. No, because they believe things that will make this a better country. All right, chapter 22. You shall have one manner of law, as well for the stranger as for one of your own country, for I am the Lord your God. Numbers 15. Verse 15, please. One ordinance shall be both for both of you of the congregation and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you. An ordinance forever in your generations, as you are, so shall the stranger be before the Lord. One law, one manner shall be for you and for the stranger that sojourneth among you. Verse 29, you shall have one law for him that sinneth through ignorance, both for him that is born among the children of Israel and for the stranger that sojourneth among you. So real clearly, friend, I don't, it's not that I don't like, that is not the correct term. It's not that I don't like, but the moment you start playing games where certain people have certain protections that other people don't have, that starts causing hostility, hatred, division. Why are they privileged? Why? And we have it all over the world. I mean, if you think America's bad, why do you think Europe's in the condition it is right now? And that's the reason Europe is starting to elect their own Donald Trumps. Because you got from one stupid to the other stupid. And yeah, it's... All right, let's pray together. Father, thank you for this time. Bless our time together. I ask in Christ's name. I'm going to write things on the board. And we'll see how we can go from here. Now, I'm going to write some stuff that, by the way, I've already said these are called ideas. This is not rah-rah, Jesus loves you for the 4,000th time. This is taking the Word of God and applying it to life. I'm really talking more about Marxist analysis. And you say, what's Marxist analysis? Does anybody can get to them in 1 second? Does anybody have sunglasses in here, like with you?
Rock does.
Oh, Rock does.
Mm-hmm. Those are on my glasses.
They're on your glasses.
So when you look through them, you see how dirty my glasses are.
You probably can't see.
Are you feeling guilty or something? I got a question. If I look through glasses, wow. Well, that was old. If I look through glasses and they're colored, what color does everything look like? Now understand, analysis, I'll just say this briefly. Let's ask a hard question, a little history. In World War II, we fought Germany and Japan. Germany, their politics were
Nazi.
Yeah, more technically fascist. Which, by the way, has a philosophy that we don't have time to cover today. It's similar, actually, to Marxism. but it has some different origins. It plays the game differently. So I'm not going to, because by the way, fascism, is it a problem in America? Only among goofballs. And there's a very small group. My father fought in World War II. So let's fast forward to the Korean War. Who did we fight against in the Korean War? What politics?
Communism
or Marxism. So I got a question. How in the world did we fight, and you fought against Marxism in Vietnam? How did then Marxism become our national way of dealing with everything? Because I don't think people understood Marxism. As long as we don't have Stalin, we don't have Marxism, right? As long as we don't have Mao Zedong, we don't have Marxism, right? Well, see, friends, Marxism is a way of analyzing everything. And all of higher academics today is analyzed through the lens of Marxism. Everything. So if you look, I mean, it doesn't make any difference what you look at. If you analyze healthcare, they do it through the lens of Marxism.
They disguise it by saying for the people.
Say whatever you want to say.
Right.
The lens is always going to be. So I'm going to give you some broad ideas. I've taught this before. I want to go back to the questions, but by the way, have you decided why you think some things might be wrong always? I'm going to ask you that in a moment. Marxism, and I'm not dealing with history, I'm not dealing with I'm not dealing with Mao Zedong, I'm not dealing with Pol Pot, though I don't know if he was a Marxist, I don't know, he was in some ways. Well, it all starts with this. Now, everybody take a breath. So does fascism. Mm-hmm. Just a different two groups. I'm not a fan of fascism either. I want to see very clearly, my problems with Donald Trump, besides of his narcissism and his ego that's bigger than the world, and the fact that he has no interest in the rule of law, if that rule of law applies to him.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
His other one is, he does use fascist concepts. Somebody tell me how. How does he see Mexicans?
Yes.
Drug dealers. That is a fascist. I'm not saying he's fascist because I don't really think he's philosophical. I think he is a brutal individual that knows how to, you know, win, beat people up, etc. But it's part of the same thing. The difference is fascism always focuses on this. There's this idealistic, mystical past that the good people, my group, come from. And all of these new people, are you all awake? Are you with me? By the way, that's fascism. It comes from a different place. Ends up in the same places. Two groups. Here's the second question statement, which is even more important. Only two groups. A classic Marxism, classic, which I'm going to show you. We're going to come back to these questions because I'm going to show you exactly the reason we have this problem in America. According to everything you can read, 21% of Democrats, because it's based on Marxism, almost all of it today, think what happened in Israel was okay. And we really have liberals trying to figure out what's going on when you built it into the system. The way you look at everything in life is through the lens of Marxism. And when you do that, well, we'll come to it. There's only two groups. By the way, classic Marxism was? You all understand that, correct? What was the problem in America? Anybody raise your hand. What has always been the problem with classic Marxism in America? We have a huge middle class. So it has never taken hold in a big way. Because, frankly, the middle class is huge. In countries like Russia, that had the czar and the aristocracy that owned everything and everybody else was basically in poverty, it worked. It works in some countries. It's never worked well here, but they don't, hey, look at me, but I'm talking about Marxist, what's the word? Analysis, how they read things. So it doesn't work here as well, but this is classic Marxism. I'll move on past that in a minute. Well, you also have two groups in conflict. And obviously, these two groups have to be, because if the two groups aren't in conflict, you'll never hear about it. I talked to the kids a lot this last month and a half. I said, you know, I've been a friend of Pastor Franco for how long? We go out to eat, we laugh, we're going out hopefully tomorrow with he and his wife, Jenny and I. Love the guy, love his wife. Never had news media talk to us. Never had the news media say, how do you guys, first of all, we get along because there's lots of reasons. Number one, I like him most of the time, except when he's crazy. We're Christians, we're Americans. You say, well, you don't look the same. Oh, God, help us. But see, nobody's interested. Why? Why? Why?
Conflict.
No conflict. Remember media? If it bleeds, it leads. Media likes conflict. Everybody likes conflict. So why is healthcare different among, here you go, I'm introducing Marxism. Why are there different results among whites and blacks in America? That's pure Marxism. Why aren't we doing this? Why aren't there differences between whites in the city of Chicago, in the surrounding areas, and in the rural areas? Mm-hmm. But that doesn't work. There's many ways of analyzing every single problem. But for a Marxist, it's always about two groups. And those two groups are in? By the way, at the end of Sunday school, if you cannot do this, you have wasted your life this morning. Because this is how people think. Two groups in conflict. Before I go to this, all modern day Marxism, let me add a word. Neo-Marxism has done what? It's not only classism. Classism is rich and poor. It's also sexism, which is male and female. And of course, most of you know, we're not really sure what a female is, but we still have the conflict. So if there's any kind of problem, I read a book years ago that was a this little statement, he said, here was like the opening line of the chapter. The world has ended. All people are dead. Women and children suffered the most. Because everything's men, who cares? Men are disposable.
Right.
But women suffer. I'm thinking if everybody's dead, we all suffer. Sexism. Well, you also, of course, have racism. Of course, in America has had problems, obviously. No question. We're not hiding anything. We don't lie, all those things. But there has never been a time in the history of America, look at me in the eyes, when we only had two groups. I'm sorry to tell you this. This is something I don't like to say publicly. There were Tejanos in America before there were white people. Mm-hmm. And there were Native Americans here before there were anybody. Mm-hmm. So there's always been more than two groups. And then how do we always come out with two groups? Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for asking. Well, now we have this. This is my favorite.
White versus color.
People of color. And by the way, people of color get together, all of these disparate groups get together, and white people, all, by the way, we're all the same.
Yeah.
White people have never struggled. We've never had a war.
Civil War.
Forget the Civil War. How about World War II? Yeah. There's been wars in Europe as far back as you can go, and some of them were kind of ugly. I mean, in the Peace of Westphalia in 1648, one-third of Europe was dead because of the wars of religion. Oh, but all white people get together and get in a huddle and they attack all... By the way, you do realize logically, are you all ready for this? If any one of these are not true, the whole system disappears. Hello? Are there only two groups?
No.
Look around this room. You think there's only two groups? Oh, by the way, just so you know, Ezra, this is racist, by the way. You are either, according to how it works for the Marxist, you are either Asian or white or a person of color. He does all three. Do you not know that? Do you not know statistics in the modern Marxist world? According to which, if it helps my, what I want to say, you're white. Mm-hmm. By the way, I showed the kids, and I got two that are so dumb. I'm sorry, I got a couple kids, and one of them is dumb in a bad way. She's so dumb that I don't think, I said, do you all understand Israel is not Jewish even? 21% of Israel is Arabic, mm-hmm. both Muslim and Christian. Did you know that? I'm talking about Israel.
Yes.
And then I said, you do know Israel's the only country I've ever heard of that did this. 1975, they passed a law that allowed the Beta Israel, they had a different name in those days for them, that were in Ethiopia, black Jews. They not only allowed them to come, they paid for them to come. But Jews are all white, right? Better be careful with your stupid racism. And we're filled with stupidity in this country. So, Jews are all, by the way, Israel's not all Jewish. All right, we'll move on. Any one of these that fall apart, by the way, if there's no conflict, we're not happy. Let's go on, let's not stop here. But the problem with genderism, you can only have how many groups?
Two.
So you somehow have to come up with some clever names. This is my favorite. Ade, this is you. You need to write this right under Ade. This is what you are. You are cisgender. I am convinced when you lived in Cameroon, you woke up every morning saying, I am cisgender. Hear me roar. Whoever even heard of that stupid term? But why are they using it? Because you got to have two groups. So then you put together, and you know, you can do any reading you want on this. All of these disparate little alphabet soup letters.
They got a bunch in their group, though.
Which, by the way, all of them hate each other just about.
Yeah.
But they're all, by the way, here's a liberal. Are you listening? Here's a liberal. The LGBT, what's the next word?
Community.
They all hang out and hold hands. Yeah, about as much as all white people hang out and hold hands, uh-huh. But you can only have how many groups?
Two.
By the way, this is called Marxist analysis, folks. This is, you go to a university, and get outside of hard science. By the way, talk to Srajit. Even in hard science, they introduce the stupidity now. So they're kind of winking with one eye while they're doing real science. Got to have the two groups. All right, are you all ready? Well, I don't know. I think I already know this stuff, but we'll move on to the next level. So what we have really done with neo-Marxism is simply expanded the two groups to this. All right, let's move back over here. So there are how many groups? Say it. Just say it so you have it in your mind. There are how many groups?
Two groups.
Thank you. And only two groups. Two groups in?
Conflict.
One group
is the oppressor.
Is good. Don't get ahead of yourself, young lady. You actually must have listened to me. One group is bad or evil. And of course, then when they explain that, these are the oppressors. And these are the oppressed. Oppressors. I better put a plural. Did I put it backwards?
Yes, you did.
Yep.
Yes, Tim, thank you. Did it backwards. Did I all that writing for no work, no purpose. These are the oppressed. Yes, sir, Jim, thank you. The oppressors. Are you coming anywhere within the real world? So look at me. In America, if you're a Democrat, I'm not talking about you voted for a Democrat. If you understand, and by the way, please don't believe me. For one time, don't believe me. Do this. You can go online and look up. You can look it up yourself. The Democratic platform. Stop being stupid. Read their platform. This is in their platform. I don't know, people are like, oh, I'm a Democrat because my grandpappy and my great-grand, and I'm like, I don't care about any of that. By the way, I'm not talking about being a Republican either, because I don't like a lot of their foolishness. I'm just simply saying, this is built into the system, and they say so. The last time I read their boring thing, it started out with oppression. And you would think, here's Pastor Warren, back in the dark ages. I would say Jimmy Carter, don't like him as a president, like him as a man. He's a very honorable man, and his wife. John F. Kennedy was a World War II guy. Carter was a World War II. These guys fought in the war. Come on. All of this was started, but most of those men, if you looked at, frankly, if you looked at John F. Kennedy on the whole, and I'm going to disagree with some of his politics, this is what you're going to believe. Look at me, friend. He is for the common good of America. Somewhere along the line, the common good got lost because groups. Now, you have, by the way, again, I asked you, I beg you, if you don't read, it's on you. Look up their own document. It's pure Marxism, which causes hate and what? Division. And then then you start answering these questions up here, and you're like, all right. Well, I got to add, there's two more lines to add. I'm only going to add one today. I'll do the shorthand. The good group can never become bad. By the way, every one of these principles is built into the system. If you eliminate any one of these, but you're saying, wait a minute, you mean the good group can never become bad? Why? Because they were oppressed. But you say, but they're not being oppressed now. Yes, but they have been oppressed. Therefore, there's now here systemic oppression. I mean, you try, would you please explain that to me? Well, you're just not smart enough to understand. Go ahead, Jim.
And the bad group can't become good.
That's true. And the bad group can never become good. Yes. Now, I saw a joke. I sent it to you, I'm sure. I'll come right to you, daughter, if you have a question. The joke was hilarious. Some comedian, I don't know him, he's probably a terrible person, but he was saying something about started having interest in history. He said, I wasn't planning on it, but it started coming on. I started becoming a Republican. Can I tell you this? Not neo-Marxism removes people from history. I want to say this as clearly as I can. No criticism of anybody or any group. Every group in history, given opportunity, oppresses other groups. There are no exceptions. So, Ade, I love you. You know that. By the way, I'm very happy. I love people where they come from, but let's quit the line. The Bantu people started up where you're from. They went down the coast. They conquered, excuse me. Now we don't even, you don't realize I read too much. Historians now, if they want to cover stuff up, they say, oh no, these people didn't conquer. They were just peaceful. Oh, shut up. The Germans that came into England, did you know they just came there, held hands with the Celtic people that were already there? That's the reason about 50 years, look at me, two-thirds of England had spoken Celtic languages, and within at least 100 years, they all spoke German, because they just came in and let's dance together and eat. Shut up. Every group oppresses every group. But see, that's history. That'll move you away from this foolishness. Yes, Jim, I'm not going to write this part down, but yeah, the good group can never become bad, and the bad people can never become good. All right, I'm going to stop there. There's another principle, but it's not important right now. Let's go to my big question. Is rape always wrong?
Yes.
Is there any conceivable, we got three guys that have actually been fired at, or I don't know, you've been in the war zone. Is it ever all right for a guy in the military to rape a woman? Why not? John, Mike, I'm not asking if people did it.
Right, it's just against the moral code, God's moral code.
Well, then how do we have 21% of Democrats in America? Do you not understand where we're going with this? Now, I've got to add the next layer, which you guys, if you have ears to hear, you're going to hear it. We have now expanded this from classism. But by the way, it's analysis. Do you understand? It's two-group thinking. Yes? So we started with classism, then sexism, and racism were about the same time, and genderism. But we have now moved this beyond to, well, let me just see what the words, I have a couple words here. I want to just be real specific. Words like this. Let me see. Where did it go? Why can't I find it? Is it on the back page? Yes. I'm going to add funny words, if you don't mind. Because this is what's behind some of this. Majority-ism versus minority-ism. That's actually kind of a group. If you're in the majority, do you not know in America, if you're in the majority, according to the Democrats, you are the cause of all problems. Mm-hmm. I, right up front, deny that lie from hell. Now, does that mean, Jim, you talked to me Sunday morning last week, have white people, whatever that means, always been good? Of course not. That's stupid. But by the way, if you look around the world, European countries, let me see, what other country? Was it Argentina? Yes. Mm-hmm. That just elected a Trump kind of guy. Brazil did the previous election. You all know this, don't you? Why? Because what's happening in countries, the majority starts feeling, here's the term, guilty. And then minorities, and it's not talking about a certain group. They all of a sudden are the good people, and then you start this in bad ways. And then you start going from extreme left-wing Marxist to a fascist, and we're seeing it all over the world. I'm assuming you read any news outside of America, you see it every place. The Netherlands just voted somebody in. Hungary has a ton of this. Germany has this problem in old East Germany. It's all over the world, just all over the world. Now, let me give you more important terms, though, for this. I'm going to put it up here so you can see it. So, did you know that Israel colonized Palestine before the Jews? The Jews just showed up in 1948, right? Right? They're colonizers. And by the way, the colonizers are always, say it, bad. And the colonized are always good. But if you don't know anything about the Jewish people, you don't know anything about the Jewish history. By the way, here's a simple fact. Yes, in 1948, around 700,000 Palestinians were pushed to the margins, West Bank, Gaza. And about 600,000 Jews, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you listening? Are you interested in reality or lies? 600,000 Jewish people were kicked out of places like, are you ready? Iran and North Africa. Did you know that? No, you didn't. Not unless you read Jewish history. But who cares about those Jews? Because they are the colonizers. By the way, can I just say this again? This sounds real cute when you're having political arguments, but I can't find a good group throughout history. If you can tell me the good group afterwards, please tell me. Because pretty much every group, can I say this kindly? We don't have children present, but I'll still be nice. When we did our DNA, Jenny and I, my wife found out she had 1% Mongolian blood. The Mongols were peace-loving people.
You better look out.
Friend, I don't even know what to think. I know too much about history. I cannot think of any time where a group had opportunity. Wait a minute. If a group had opportunity, they didn't crush other groups. It's only really been last few hundred years where some people are starting to say, maybe that's wrong. Well, then there's the colonizers and the colonized, and then, you know, the other one is, it's the same nonsense. The occupiers and the occupied. Is everybody with me? Now, see, you thought this was just going to be a Sunday school where you kind of slept through Sunday school, and you can sleep through this if you so desire. But if you want to understand anything in the world, in anything about America, and anything about the Democratic Party, and I'm wondering, why are we doing such bizarre things? Mike, glasses. Because every problem, look at me, every problem, I think you don't hear the every part. Every problem is looked at through the glasses, the lens of conflict in two groups. Now, before you go too far, I don't have a problem with that. That can be one, look at me, one of the lenses we use. Lots of other lenses too. So, let me say what I said in Bible on Friday. If you look at murders in the city of Chicago, and you, by the way, you're not going to get this from a liberal, because this doesn't give them the results they like. Murders in Chicago, I'll put it here. Let's do it. Racism, genderism, may we?
Sure.
Blacks, going to be at the top. Male, female. It's going to be real hard between whites and Hispanics, and then we would have to get into, are we talking about raw numbers or percentages and all that? That's not important this morning. And then, by the way, if this is the bottom, Asians are down here. Meaning people like Ezra, Filipinos, Chinese. Doesn't exist hardly. In Chicago. Now I got a second question. Are you ready for the question? How about women? How many women do you think murder? Tom? Almost not. It's a non-statistic. When you come down to Asian women, it's a real non-statistic. That's Marxist analysis. Do you hear me? Black, white, male, female. Yes? Look at me. Let me give you another analysis. Are you ready? Why don't we analyze murders in Chicago based on how many of them have, are you ready, an intact family with a dad at home? And all of a sudden, whether it's black, white, Hispanic, or Asian, the numbers are down here. Unless you don't think there are many ways of analyzing problems. I know this. If there's an old man at home, forgive this crudity, that will kick your butt. That boy is going to keep himself in line unless he gets a buck kicked at home.
That's right.
If there's, and I don't care what the skin color doesn't make any difference. You're not born more criminal than others. By the way, before there was black crime, we used to have, are you ready for this? Irish crime, Italian crime. And most of those came from the same kind of dysfunctional families. Our problem is we only have how many pair of lenses?
Two.
It's all about Marxism. So, let's go back to the question, and I'm going to conclude. Is rape always wrong?
Yes.
No, not if you think as a Marxist, because these people are the oppressed. Right. And those Jews are oppressing them. By the way, the Jews are going to oppress some people. Mm-hmm. They're going to send some people on to hell.
Yeah.
All of those people that were involved in the planning of this murder, I guarantee you, by the way, and can I say this kindly, do you know 1972?
Mm-hmm.
See, too young. Mm-hmm. Some people killed some Jewish people in the Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
The Jews track them down over a lifetime and off every single one of them. And I can't blame them. You don't take Ezra, your precious child, take that child and stick it in an oven without repercussions. But hey, listen, but if they're the oppressors, I'm going to say this again. I'm a Christian. Are you a Christian?
Mm-hmm.
How many, don't raise your hand. Actually, John, I'll just get your opinion of your wife. Is she capable of oppressing you? Do you still have to sleep like in a barred door so she doesn't stab you in the middle of the night? I'm joking, but I'm going to say this. All people, look at me, all people are sinful, and all people are capable of evil. And groups are capable of evil. And how do I know this? Have you read history? Groups are ugly groups of people. I'm going to recommend two things to you. By the way, the obvious answer for any Christian is, well, of course rape is wrong. When would it ever be right? I can't imagine. How would you justify? Well, they didn't just justify it, they did it.
Mm-hmm.
And as I read this morning in Darfur, they're doing it to young girls. And those young girls have another problem. Because in our country, if you rape one of our girls, the uncles would come after you. We might not kill you, but you would wish you were dead. But can I say this kindly? In those countries, those girls can't go home and tell people they've been raped. Because then their family might kill them. But nobody cares about them because Muslims, haven't you been listening to Barack Obama? See, I actually listen to what they say. He's trying to make it a moral equivalence. Well, the Jews, yeah, but the Muslims, see, because he believes the Muslims are the oppressed in America. Because that's all we do is oppress people. And therefore, they can't do wrong, and then you have the whole setup. By the way, let's go back, and I'm done. If this is not true, which has never been true, that goes. Only two groups? Absolutely not. Unless you somehow create these weird groups, people of color, like they all hang out. And I'm not exaggerating, shifting definitions of people of color. So Ezra over here could be anything from white to a person of color to an Asian. Anything but somebody from India, which I like. Mm-hmm. Or my Tejano, amigo or enemy?
Depends.
I'm being serious because you remember George Zimmerman.
Mm-hmm.
He was a white Hispanic. I never heard that term before that. Because if he was just a Hispanic, the race thing doesn't work. Of course, his mother didn't speak English, but other than that, things were good. Any one of these. By the way, again, I'm done. I think there's value in looking at things through categories, as long as you have lots of categories, not one single pair of glasses. And for a Christian, beheading children, burning people alive, baking children in an oven, I'm thinking always wrong because we have one set of laws. We'll pick up here next week. Thank you. Father, thank you for this time. Bless our time together. In Christ's name. Sorry, daughter, I never got to you. I'm a bad guy.